From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast.
Check out this delicious warm pizza that I just bought in this bar. The owner actually saw that I was using a gimbal, and he also had an Osmo gimbal, so we were exchanging experiences on how to film with these things, which is quite a challenge, especially if you also need to still have lunch. But then again, it's a good exercise.
So, pizza, I'm gonna eat, and I'm gonna show you around. And actually, on this Travel Tuesday, I wanna walk that way, because I'm going to show you one of the most beautiful squares in Rome, the Piazza Navona. And of course, when we're gonna see a beautiful square, you don't wanna look at me eating a pizza, you wanna see what I'm looking at.
Well, there you go. I'm looking at a lot of traffic. There's never a quiet moment in this city. And if I walk through this street, you can already see the gorgeous colors. That is if you're watching the video, and otherwise you'll just have to believe me if you're listening to this show. This is really one of the most colorful places in the city. Here on my right is a store that sells all sorts of decorations, and they also have a lot of the kind of the fantasy stuff. You've got like elves, here's also Scrooge, and then on the next window here to the left you've got a cave troll sitting here, and there's even the three-headed dog from Harry Potter that is keeping watch. A Liguana, an elf with a dream catcher, there's a big red dragon, a toy dragon flying around here. And there is a model here on the left of the Hogwarts train. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And then underneath you can get your ties. There is a green Slytherin tie, there's a Hufflepuff yellow tie, there is Ravenclaw. And I think the red ties are all sold. I love these stores here. Of course, they're mostly for the tourists, and this window is completely filled with winter creatures. You've got these cute penguins and snow leopards, and more penguins. And here on the left of this statuette of Santa Claus is a big white bear. It's gorgeous. And then, of course, we're in Rome. We're in Italy, so this sea lion, or whatever it is keeping watch over an angel. So you've got winter symbolism and Christian symbolism combined. Here you can get these really nice smelling snacks. Anyway, I'm distracted by the beauty of this square. This Piazza Navona is a square where everything is about water. You've got these beautiful fountains, and perhaps you can hear the water of these fountains. This square was also used as a swimming pool. Sometimes during the year, especially in the summertime, they would completely flood this square so that the families of the city could come here and enjoy basically playing around here in this massive, massive swimming pool. I'm walking over the square right now. It's huge. So imagine if this place would be completely filled with water knee high. That's basically what it would be. Of course, this made the authorities of the city very popular. This is just one of those crowd pleasers. This is beautiful traditions. And everybody loved. And honestly, I would love to see this, but unfortunately, they no longer do this because this place is also very important for tourists. It's also kind of a place for artists, so you've got a lot of artists showcasing their paintings. Sometimes they're even painting on location here. And this is also an evening, the place where you have a lot of great bands playing and lots of street music. Of course, the centerpiece is this gorgeous fountain, massive marble fountain by Bernini, with the on top of the fountain, a big obelisk, one of the many Egyptian obelisks that was brought here. And it's completely out of place, of course, but still a source of pride. So you've got the Quattro Fiumi, the four sources of water. And this was built by a pope who actually raised taxes on bread in order to raise enough money to build this fountain. People didn't really like that he made just regular food very expensive so he could build this massive, massive fountain. But, you know, that's a long time ago, and now we're happy actually that this fountain was built, because it is just one of the incredible wonders of the city of Rome. Here on the left of the obelisk and the fountain is the church dedicated to Saint Agnes, and it's always closed. I don't know why. Every time I'm here, the doors are closed and you can't get in. I hear music, so let's go take a look. There's a band playing for the people that are having lunch. Of course, I'm having lunch at Cheapway with just a piece of pizza, but I can still enjoy the music that they're playing. There's a guy with a guitar, and there's also the the music. Molto bene. And there are some more musicians waiting their tour. There's a saxophone on a chair here, and a bag that is probably for a cello or something like that. So I assume that they have a whole system of who can play when. So because of course this is also business for these people. It's how they make their living. And here's the third big fountain on the left. And imagine being here in the evening. Of course, everything is lit. There are even spotlights in the water itself. It is one of my favorite places, and still also a very family-friendly place. Lots of families walking here with their children and playing around, especially in the summer when school is out. This is a great place for families to hang out. That's what I wanted to show you in this episode of The Daily Breakfast. Just a little Travel Tuesday with a visit to one of the most gorgeous places in Rome. I hope you enjoyed it, and I have noticed that it is almost impossible to record a show and have lunch at the same time, so I'll probably just stop the recording and enjoy my pizza, which unfortunately is no longer warm. But then again, it's pizza, so I'm not complaining. If you want to subscribe to the show, hit that subscribe button on YouTube, and if you want to listen to the audio version as a podcast, and go over to tridio.com/subscribe. That's where you will find all the links. Thanks to my patrons, those of you that support me with their monthly donations. Any help is welcome. It enables me to travel. It enables me to sometimes buy new equipment like this gimbal. And you're part of the group of producers, the co-producers that helped me do this. So if you want to join the other patrons, go over to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. And that's where you can find out how to help. If you become a patron, you will get access to a exclusive podcast that I record for my patrons, which is called Ask Father Roderick. So if you have any questions, join the patrons. I'll see you soon. Take care. God bless. Ciao.